Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. I am your host, Rob Zuccheri. This is the Rob Zuccheri Show. What a weekend, and it all from here gets a little more crazy. The Republican National Convention has just kicked off. Yeah, the National Republican Convention has just kicked off. I just watched a rabbi, and then I watched it. Well, he did like this prayer, and then I watched some kids do Pledge of Allegiance, and then Rents Priebus calling to order the 2016 convention. So that's going on. I didn't think it started this early. I thought they waited until, I don't know, 4, 5, but I guess that's the prime time lineup. So it really starts at 1. See, that's the thing about the West Coast. I've said this before. Because we're 3 hours behind, we're late to everything. I mean, we really are. Rather, it's the ball dropping on New Year's, the elections. Like, we're late to everything. You know, when the elections take place for the president, remember, polls close in Ohio and polls close in Pennsylvania and so forth and so on. And we're still voting. And information always winds up getting leaked out. So, in theory, the votes in California really don't matter. So the National Republican Convention here kicks off, and most of us are just getting on with our day. But, you know, it is what it is. We're always last. So another cop shooting. Another cop shooting. Another Obama and Black Lives Matter inspired police shooting. And I say Obama and Black Lives Matter inspired police shooting because remember, anytime, and this doesn't just go to Donald Trump and his rhetoric. Hell, anytime anybody has ever done anything that has hurt, maimed, disfigured, or even upset a liberal, their safe space, just words. If those actions came from somebody or someone that the left felt had ties to Republicans in any way, maybe the issue, like abortion, is an issue that's tied to Republicans, something like that, it would be called anti-abortion rhetoric. I mean, we hear that all the time. The anti-abortion rhetoric. caused the attack at this Planned Parenthood. Remember the guy who shot up the Planned Parenthood, what, 5 months ago, 6 months ago? Might have been even longer. Remember when he was in court and he's talking about, I did it for the babies. I did it for the babies. Remember that? When that happened, when that shooting took place, every single network, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, the list, you know, endless, all did panels about the rhetoric from the right when they call abortion murder. The rhetoric from the right caused the shooting. I watched Rachel Maddow. I watched Rachel Maddow do an entire show. I mean, it literally was an entire show about the history of shootings and or bombings of clinics at the hands of individuals who were inspired by the hot rhetoric of the right. She went down the list. The Dr. Tiller and this bombing and then brought up instances where different Republican leaders and other people and other groups had labeled the doctors murderers. So the left is quick, real quick, to talk about anti-abortion rhetoric and the links to Planned Parenthood attacks. And if you want to talk about what's going on in this election cycle, go through the history, if you will. Rather, it's CNN and ABC, MSNBC, NBC. Where Trump is talking about a topic, rather it's immigration or Islam, and the fact that protesters burn American flags or throw rocks or eggs at cops or Trump supporters, and they talk about Trump's rhetoric. He causes this. He causes this. And then the left goes on Twitter and other social media platforms, and they find different posts, different Twitter accounts from what they call the alt-right, and an alarming amount of anti-Semitic, anti-black, white nationals that support Donald Trump. Matter of fact, CNN has a commercial where they talk about how they're tough on the candidates now that it's election season, now that it's the presidential election season, the primaries are over. They do this clip of each of their liberal talking heads asking Trump and Hillary questions. And they play the clip where Wolf Blitzer goes, why do you think, he says this to Trump, why do you think you get support from white supremacist groups? Now, if the media did the exact same thing, which they don't, but if they did, you could find 10 to 1, 10 to 1, maybe 20 to 1, the amount of Black Lives Matter supporters talking about their love of cops being killed. And how much they appreciate the Dallas shooter and the Baton Rouge shooter. If the media did to Black Lives Matter and President Barack Hussein Obama what they do to Trump and his supporters, you would find 10 to 1, 20 to 1, but they don't. But yet, hell, remember when the two or three guys beat up the, Mexican homeless man, or maybe it was just a Mexican man? And they said they did it because of Donald Trump. Remember that? Remember the media just went wild with that? Did it because Donald Trump. And the Lawrence O'Donnells and the whole list of propagandists, liberal propagandists, all jumped on. See his rhetoric. See? Build the wall. See? Or remember the high school basketball game? And some on the other side started chanting, build the wall, build the wall, at a couple of the opposing players. Again, look what Trump is inspiring. Look what's happening. None of those students were killed. None of those students were killed. And at these protests, are police officers being murdered? I mean, you talk about inspired. You talk about hot rhetoric. Even in Obama's speech this weekend, yesterday, right after the shootings, he came on and spoke for about 3 minutes, said, this is horrible. This is bad. And by the way, everybody needs to tamper down their rhetoric. There's going to be conventions coming up. I mean, he starts basically attacking and the Republicans for their rhetoric, because their rhetoric is causing cops to be shot. You know, it's like this whole experiment, this whole Mr. Science experiment that Obama has been doing for 7.5 years is officially blowing up in his face. It really is. This experiment to change the definition of police brutality or excessive use of force to racism. Matter of fact, change everything to racism. How do you shut down a conversation? Racism. How do you shut down any policy initiative from the right? Racism. Racism. And it's like after 7.5 years, that volcano with the baking soda and vinegar is just bubbling over, and it's spilling out all over the desk, spilling out all over the floor. The paper mache is melting away. The brown paint is dripping off the desk. It's just a mess. It's just a mess, and that's where we are right now. That's where we are right now. That is exactly where we are right now. And the left has always been good at blaming the right for everything. Everything. Everything is the right's fault. And this is one instance where they really can't get out of this box. They can't figure out how to turn it on Republicans. Like I said, you have an abortion clinic being bombed. Or you have an abortion clinic being shot up. And the left, they talk about Armageddon. They talk about Armageddon. And now we have police officers just being slaughtered. And the people that are doing it are saying, this is why I'm doing it. Black Lives Matter. I hate white people. I hate cops. They're saying it. The shooter from Sunday. I mean, you want to talk about saying it? This guy's on YouTube. I had listeners sending me YouTube videos last night, and I'm sure most of you have seen the videos by now. But this Gavin Long, he's talking about the protests. I mean, he's talking about a lot of things. But he's actually saying, forget the protests. You're not going to get anywhere with protests. You're not going to get anywhere with marching. You have to rise up. You have to act. I mean, he is talking about protesting and the fact that you have to take up arms. And if you've ever watched any Louis Farrakhan videos, what he talks about is exactly what's happening with Black Lives Matter. It's exactly what this Gavin Long. It's exactly what he did. Rising up and taking action. Marching and protesting. Closing down freeways. Can only do so much. And when you hear Obama and you hear other people on the left go, we don't, this is just amazing. When somebody who's black says, Black Lives Matter, I'm doing this for Black Lives Matter, I hate cops, I hate white people, you hear the left say, well, all the facts aren't in yet. We don't know yet the motivation for the killer. We don't know yet the motivation. So we got to wait. But yet, when a piece of video comes out that the media plays on a round-the-clock loop, and Don Lemon is tearing. Don Lemon is crying. I can't believe what I just saw. We'll go to a commercial now. Crying. No one knows anything. No one knows anything except what's on that videotape, which in one case, the video is picked up after the incident. And in the other case, the video is right as the police arrive. But in any event, they're just videos. And they come out, and within an hour or two, you have everyone on the left convicting and sentencing the police officers. Obama literally drops what he's doing. He does. He drops what he's doing. He's taking selfies of himself. Maybe he's playing Pokemon. But he drops what he's doing and then runs to a podium to condemn police, to dog whistle Black Lives Matter, and say, all right, get out and do something. Everything you're doing, you're justified for. Get going. Come on. But when the Dallas shooter goes, I did it for Black Lives Matter, everybody goes, hey. Hey now. We don't know the facts. Actually, we're thinking it has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It has nothing to do with the rhetoric. It has nothing to do with what's going on. He's just a sick individual. Yeah. Yeah, he's a sick individual. He has mental problems. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it just like the Orlando shooting, remember? Oh, he is repressing his homosexuality. He didn't do this because of terror. He didn't do this because of ISIS. He did it because he was gay. Yeah. Yeah, he did it because he was gay. Now you got this long kid. Obviously, when you watch his videos, obviously, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, and any time there's a police shooting and the left says racism, 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 obviously this affected this individual. Rhetoric affected this individual. The same rhetoric, the same style rhetoric that the left says causes abortion clinics to being shot up. Or abortion clinics from being bombed. Kid was from Kansas City. The kid was from Kansas City. The kid was from Kansas City, got in a car, drove to Louisiana, drove to the place that's been rioting since Anton Sterling was killed. And out of both cases, the Sterling case really isn't the controversial one. The Minnesota case is more of the controversial one. The Minnesota case. That's the one where you say, the guy didn't really have a record. He wasn't struggling with the police. This might have been an example of him acting in a not reckless or irresponsible, but not acting the way you're supposed to present yourself when you're talking to a police officer about having a gun and having a licensed firearm, and a police officer who, I might add, was Latino. I know, no one talks about that, but the officer was Latino. So it wasn't a white cop killing a black man. Latino. And in this case, a Latino cop having an itchy, scared trigger finger. That case has got more questions. That case can legitimately be looked at and go, the cops might have messed up. The guy might have messed up. They both might have messed up. Cop might need better training. There's some issues there. But Louisiana? There's absolutely nothing in question there. Sterling had a long arrest record. He had a history of gun violence. The police rolled up on Sterling because they got a call of a man matching his description pulling a gun on somebody. Sterling did not comply. He struggled with the police officers. He had a gun on him. He was shot. And in turn, you have people in Baton Rouge taking to the streets, plotting to kill cops. Just last week, couple kids were arrested for plotting to kill cops. And now yesterday, you have somebody traveling from another state to Missouri to kill cops, or to Louisiana to kill cops. And the left says, we don't know all the facts yet. We don't know what motivated this person. You don't know what motivated this person. Really? Really? You really don't know what motivated this person. That's what you're going to say. You're honestly going to say that. It was just a coincidence. Just a coincidence. That this guy, this kid, traveled to the hot spot. He traveled to the place that every night is having protests and streets being blocked and stuff being thrown at police officers and police officers having to wear riot gear. And this person travels there where an individual was killed by police and everybody's calling it an execution of an innocent man. And this guy travels there. There, right exactly there. The exact place where all of this hot rhetoric is aimed at. And you don't know the motive. There's a slew of YouTube videos where Gavin Long changed his name to Cosmo Cipitrino Cipitrana. I don't even know what the hell the last name is. Countless videos talking about what's going on in our society. And you don't know the motive. It's amazing. I mean, I even listened to the left try to spin this like it was a robbery gone wrong. And you know why they do this? So that initial low information voter, low information viewer who doesn't sit in front of the TV for 10 hours a day. Maybe they only have a 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Maybe that's all they have to get going. You know, they're going to the beach or they're going to church or they're going to walk their dog or whatever. And they see breaking news, they the headline, they go, oh, what happened? So until the last possible, just the last possible second, right at the end, right that possible, just right at the end, they keep spinning. Well, we're getting told that this could be just police officers at the wrong place at the wrong time, and this crime was being committed, and they got caught in the line of fire, and you know that's the initial report. So now you're sitting there going, oh, okay, and then you leave, you walk out. I mean, for the media to spin that, to have Tom Fuentes, the world's worst, CNN, they're beyond a liberal propaganda machine. They really are. But to have Tom Fuentes come on there and just float out all of these just crazy, even as reports are coming out that this was not a bank robbery gone bad. there was obviously a planned attack. Right to that, just that bitter, bitter end. I even watched Chris Cuomo as more reports came out of the videos. And the videos saying, hey, this is what we have to do. We have to rise up and we have to watch Chris Cuomo roll his eyes. Literally roll his eyes and then talk about that not really being the motive. That it was more that the shooter was just crazy. Seriously, he was like enraged. He rolled his eyes after they played a clip of the YouTube video. And went on to this whole, well, you know, it's people like that, they're sick. And sick. Well, obviously doing this because he's been whipped up into a frenzy there, Chris. He's been whipped up into a frenzy by you and Wolf Blitzer and CNN and NBC and ABC. The list goes on and on and on. Who have these Black Lives Matter domestic terrorists on. And no one challenges them. They give them free rein to say whatever they want. Give them free rein to say whatever they want. Not one pushback. Even when they denounce the violence, but then denounce it in a way that basically says, well, people are still frustrated, and this is a result. And there's no pushback. There's no like, wait a minute, time out, time out. There is no frustration. There is no result. You could never justify what's going on, no matter how much frustration there is. No matter how much frustration. No matter how much. And they never push back. They never push back. Imagine if the right had this type of protesting and rhetoric and violence over abortion. Imagine if you had this happening over abortion. Hell, you get a couple white guys go to some remote. Remember this, remote. Some remote piece of, I don't even know what the hell you call it, a wildlife refuge. You have a bunch of white guys going to some remote wildlife refuge, posting up with shotguns, saying, "This is our land. We're protesting about the land. You know, the government's trying to take our land." You have everybody on the left. They're terrorists. Imagine if that was a bunch of black people. I mean, you literally, you had people like Chris Hayes go, imagine if that were black people that went and hijacked wildlife. Man, the government would be storming in there and you would kill all of that. Really? Really, Chris Hayes? Really? Right now you have thousands of black people trashing police stations, burning buildings down. I mean, really? I think the exact opposite. If you had 1,000 pro-lifers marching through the streets and shutting down highways, if you had 1,000 white pro-lifers, they would be beaten, they would be punched, they would be shot. They would be eliminated. The uprising would be over in a minute, and nobody would bat an eye. Just like the kid that got killed in Fresno. The white kid that got killed in Fresno had no gun on him, had no knife on him. All it looked like was that he was going to his waistband from behind. So it wasn't his waistband, it'd be his back band, I guess you would say. And then the cop shot him. And as he was laying dead on the floor, and he didn't put his hands up after being, I guess, almost dead, because he wasn't dead on the floor yet. He was almost dead. And I don't know if you could put your hands above your head when you're almost dead, but regardless, it looked like he was trying to go back into his waistband, so the cops shot him some more. Imagine that being a black guy. Oh, man. But it wasn't. It was a white kid. And nobody cared. Because the majority of white people went, well, when a cop tells you to get down, you get down. When a cop tells you to put your hands up, you put your hands up. When a cop tells you not to go to your waistband, you don't go to your waistband. If you do any of those things, chances are you're going to get shot. So you didn't hear anything. If pro-lifers marched through rocks at cops, if you had pro-lifers just waste. I mean, it happens. And it you have crazy pro-lifers who bomb abortion clinics. And it is absolutely not tolerated. There is, I mean, when you watch the left go, you know, violence on police cannot be tolerated, and we condemn that. But the people are frustrated. And until you walked in the shoes, so they condemn it, but they justify it. They give the people a pass. They give the rioters a pass. They give the looters a pass. Nobody gives pro-lifers a pass. When the pro-lifers do what they do, whether it's on a violent stage or it's just marching and holding up signs and putting dead fetuses in bottles and waving them to people. There is no, well, you know, people are angry. The left says absolutely no. That this type of action is never justified. Absolutely, even peaceful pro-life marches aren't justified. Peaceful pro-life marches aren't justified. And I'll say it again. So it's a common theme, and all my listeners know the theme. This is never going to change as long as the right does not control the media. So as long as we have the CNNs, as long as the left controls, okay? As long as the left controls every aspect of the way people get information, the way people get news, we on the right are doomed. We on the right are doomed. I mean, not to go off on a different topic, but Hillary Clinton was talking to the NAACP today. So a 70-year-old white woman is telling a room full of black folk that not enough has been done to help all of them. And not one person pushes back and goes, man, that's just weird. A 70-year-old white woman is telling a bunch of black folk that the black guy that's the president is not doing enough, hasn't done enough, and they're all going to be better off with her because somehow the 70-year-old white woman is going to do more for black folk than the black president did for them. To me, that's just an amazing display of BS. And the only way she gets away with it, the only way Democrats get away with it, is because they control the media. Because if they didn't control the media, there would be pushback like you've never seen. I mean, the pushback would be astonishing, but it's not, to the point where you actually have black pundits on CNN, not even, you have these paid shills not even pushing back. After they show a clip and then they go to one of these black pundits, whether it's Van Jones, the ultimate pundit dog whistler, or Mayor Nutter, to watch them with a straight face, just, and she did really good, and see the Republic, like, nothing. Nobody goes, really, Van? Really? Like, she's talking about all these great things she's going to do that Obama didn't do. Wait a minute, really? That are you kidding me? To get back on point here, Pandora's box that's been ripped open by the president and the left. And it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. When you hear people say, oh, no, Republicans can't say that. Donald Trump can't say, listen, I'll say it again. this support that you don't hear about because the left will not report on it, because if they report on it, the narrative to the low information voter, the low information viewer, gets destroyed. And that is, oh my God, all these police officers are murdering innocent black people. And all that's going on are peaceful protests. They're just peaceful protests, singing Kumbaya, my lord. And if real information got out about the situations involving these shootings, and then information got out about the supporters of Black Lives Matter and what they feel, the rhetoric, all of these low information voters, these low information viewers, would start to look at this peaceful movement different. Because remember, anytime they talk about Black Lives Matter, they say, peaceful protest, peaceful protest. And as long as the media does not show buildings being vandalized, cops having things thrown at them, then it's a peaceful protest. As long as they don't report on Twitter posts, like, feels good to see niggas knocking these pigs off. That's from DJ Nino Da Vinci. Yeah. Or Foster, who's with Think Progress. So this is like a real group. This is a real group. And he's the editor. And he has a tweet that says, given how police haven't been held accountable for murdering black people, it's no surprise some are taking justice into their own hands. Justice? I mean, this is a somewhat respected, at least on the left, journalist. I mean, this is the attitude of the left. Given how people haven't been held accountable for murdering black people, it's no surprise some are taking justice into their own hands. I mean, that's astonishing. I mean, that's just astonishing. And these are prominent members of the media or Black Lives Matter or just groups that are supposed to be responsible. I again, DJ Nino Da Vinci, feels good to see niggas knocking these pigs off. Zach Ford, justifying the murder of cops. Again, imagine this, which it's hell, you don't even have to imagine it, because go to CNN, go to NBC, go to MSNBC, go to ABC, the list goes on and on. You can find old articles where people bring up Trump supporters. I mean, here's another one. Ida B. Wells, KC. Pigs eat dust in Baton Rouge. F the police. Here's another one. At Kodak, let it spray. Y'all damn near ask for it. Don't feel sorry for them pigs now. Cool story, Corey. Team Instinct. This is what happens when you put people in a cage and poke at them for centuries. Here's Blaze Schaefer. Not saying they deserved it, but the police in Baton Rouge certainly weren't discouraging violence between protesters and police. Uproar Division. Three dead pigs. Who cares? Human rights. That's this guy. That's his Twitter post. Someone just told me three pigs are dead. Is that true? Now just imagine this being Trump supporters. People with Trump on their Twitter handles talking about killing Hillary, killing Democrats, F Jews. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's amazing. It really is. It's just, it's amazing. It's amazing where we are and how this president has brought us to this point. It really is. It really is. Rather, it's terrorism or the racial strife that is going on. There's definitely something, just something that's off with this president. There's definitely something off. Who would want? And seriously, who would want? Because you got to think about this. If the left, okay, forget politics, forget about elections, forget about money. If the left, honestly, 100% serious by linking hot rhetoric as far as abortion to clinics being bombed, or the word abortion equals murder, and that drives crazy fanatics like the guy in Colorado who shot up the clinic and said he did it for the babies. So if the left is serious and honestly feels hot rhetoric like that causes bad, bad things, why would the president come out on the side of Black Lives Matter? When this started 2 years ago, after Ferguson, and they started lighting buildings on fire, And after the Justice Department did their investigation, and they said, hey, this whole hands up, don't shoot, that's a lie. All of these things that were told to it was a lie. These are the facts. We, the Justice Department, me, the President of the United States, me, Barack Hussein Obama, the first black president, I'm telling all of you, you didn't get the facts. Here are the facts. Once that information came out, the president didn't do anything to squell what was going on. He didn't go on television. He didn't have a press conference. He didn't go, hey, I was just briefed. Matter of fact, I was briefed last. Actually, matter of fact, I was given the entire report. I was given the entire report of the Justice Department's findings from Ferguson. I read it last night. And I am here to tell all of you the facts. And here are the facts. So, all of you who burned down your community, all you did it for no reason. Now, I'm sure he would have been more eloquent than me, but he never did that. He never came out and squelled everything. Instead, he let it bubble and fester and continue to rage on. And if the left honestly feels that hot rhetoric causes bad things, why would they have done this? Why would the president have done this? I mean, it's fascinating and amazing. Now, if you get back to politics, the only reason is politics. The only reason is identity politics. The only reason is to win elections. The only reason is to galvanize the black vote. The only reason is to create divisions. These are the only reasons. That Obama did this. The only reason. And it's like that old saying, you play with fire, you eventually get burned. You burn the candle at both ends, you eventually have nothing. And that's what the president has been doing for the last few years. And now we're at the point where he has nothing. Because everything's already spilt over. Everything's already a mess. Everything's already destroyed. Another cop killing? Another systematic execution? Another person calling in a fake 9/11 call to get cops to go to a certain area and then they're ambushed? Another one of those instances happen, you might actually get Democrats to wake up. You might actually get a handful of Democrats to wake up and go, oh, this is not cool. The president's really doing bad now. Just might.